Hey everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again for Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Good day, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday. Dan Young, Craig Morrison here at Cheyenne, Wyoming. We're a busy Wednesday.
Yes, it
Craig.
Is.
Lots going on, and we're thrilled to have an opportunity to bring you some resources and help you meet your health objectives naturally in a non-invasive, non-toxic, non-habit-forming, no side effect manner. That's kind of what we specialize in. So thank you so much for joining us. Today's discussion is on, it got to be one of the, top four. It's got to be in the top four.
Yep.
Reasons. You've been here how many years now? 14?
Yep.
13, 14 years? It's got to be, hey Janet, thanks for joining us. It's got to be one of the, like I say, in the top four reasons that people
come here,
reach out to us. It's always, it, more often than not, it's listed in their intake form, you know, it's like, oh, I wish I, you know. Of course, I haven't met anybody that said, I wish I didn't have as much energy as I do. I mean, it's not a real common thing that you hear people say. If anything, everybody we know says, gosh,
I wish I had more.
I wish I had more energy. And so we're going to touch on a few things. We're going to kind of shoot from the hip on this one because it is such a common concern that people have. What's a couple of things that you have seen people execute on in terms of the resources we provide that seems to have made a big difference in the energy department?
Well, I know that things like B vitamins, of course.
B complex.
And most people that are having struggles with energy usually have struggles with sleep also. Mm-hmm. And it's because there's a lot of stress on their adrenal glands.
That's right there.
Also, diet can have a lot to do with energy. You know, people that eat a lot of carbohydrates, you know, like for lunch.
Mm-hmm. Processed.
And processed foods. Then in the afternoon, their energy just goes boom. Yep. It just crashes.
And we just had lunch and there was very little carbohydrates.
Yes, very,
very little. Mostly salad, vegetables, meat, a little bit of good clean dairy.
That's
a lot
it.
Of water.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And that's one of the other things that people really need to do is drink water. Yeah. I'm not talking about energy drinks. I'm not talking about soda pops or teas or coffees. Mm-hmm. I'm talking just plain water. Yeah. I find that a lot of times if I'm feeling kind of sluggish, if I'll drink some water, it helps
picks to right back up.
Pick me right back up. Even more so than coffee. Now, I love my coffee in
the
morning.
So do I.
You know, and that's one of the big things that a lot of people use to get that little bit of an energy boost first thing in the morning, you know, to clear the head, clear the cobwebs from sleeping. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're having to drink coffee all day long in order to keep going, there's something that's interfering. There's something that's causing some problems there.
Yeah. You know, some of the things you just talked about with, you know, let's look at their sleep. Let's look at the stress. You know, modern civilization, okay, modern living is extremely convenient. We have all we truly, undoubtedly, in history, live in the best time in history ever for conveniences. The challenge is it's not very healthy. And so what happens is stress, lack of energy, insomnias, things of this nature are really symptoms of the problem. Mm-hmm. And what we find when we look at evaluations closely with people, most people, and I mean most people, are in a chronic perpetual state of dehydration.
Yes.
Which will cause fatigue. So hydrating. You know, how much did a person drink? Half ounce.
At least a half. In the wintertime, half an ounce per pound of body weight. In the summertime, when you're out there sweating and working and stuff, you want to drink at least an ounce per pound of body weight.
In water.
Yes, in water alone. If you drink coffee, every cup of coffee you drink, chase it with a cup of water.
Yeah.
You'll find that it'll improve the quality of energy that you get from the coffee.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It makes it easier for the body to utilize it when you're hydrated. Your digestion's better. Your metabolism is better.
And here's something that you always want to look at. There's a couple things that you want to look at. The lips. If your lips are dried and cracked, or your hands are getting dried and cracked for no reason, there's a good possibility that you're dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. And they constantly use lotions to cover up the symptom of the problem.
Yep. Yeah, you're just suppressing it. Yeah. You're not fixing it. And the way to fix it is to hydrate.
The vast majority of people that come here, in fact, everybody, regardless of age, their backgrounds, everybody that comes here, one of the objectives that we really focus on is to identify how is the endocrine system, right? Mm-hmm. So we're talking about 17 different organs, talking about heart, we're talking about the adrenal glands, thyroid is another big one that's a major influencer on metabolism, byproduct of good metabolism, by which is really good energy. We focus on those types of things.
Yes, we do.
And a lot of the resources that we find that we have to use consistently over and over and over and over again with people to position them to thrive is to help them identify their faulty habits,
mm-hmm.
right? Most people I know of, myself included, we all have either blind spots or weaknesses, and it's driven by habits. In fact, I heard a guy say one time that people don't have habits, habits have people,
mm-hmm.
right? So their actions, right? Yes. I mean, like, that we don't even think about, like the way I talk and my gestures. I don't even think about that stuff. It's a habit, how we drive, how we eat food, which hand we use the fork. I mean, we're like, well, he's right-handed or left-handed. Yeah, well, that could also be a habit. With focused intent, you can change that. And so the resources that we try to get people to plug into is that focused intent to change either the blind spots, like things I just didn't really know. Like most people don't realize that the 80-20 rule of diet
mm-hmm.
yields the nourishment necessary to perform optimally. Like 80% of the diet really should be the fruits, the vegetables, things of that nature that we had today with our lunch, and then some meat, mm-hmm. right? A serving of meat a day, seeds, nuts, healthy fats like avocados and coconut oil.
Find that if you eat those,
yeah,
you have better energy naturally. At first, you're going to be hungry. You're going to say, "Oh, I don't get enough food," you know. Until your body gets used to it.
Yeah, it burns the fuel efficiently.
Yeah. Once your body gets used to eating vegetables and fruits and good quality meat, fewer the legs, better the meat.
Yep, that's another rule.
You'll find that, number one, you don't need as much food
mm-hmm.
to get good quality energy.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, when you eat foods that your body doesn't want you to eat, you get tired. You know, that's one of the things that I've discovered, and that's why, you know, over the last few years, when I eat lunch, I don't eat a big carbohydrate-filled lunch, you know, a bunch of bread and,
French fries.
Potatoes and French fries, and, you know, if I don't eat those things, I don't get tired in the afternoon. You know, this afternoon, I've got plenty of energy.
Yeah.
And it'll carry me through until dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that I ate was a salad. I had some fish.
What was the fish?
Cod.
Cod.
It was baked with
no breading.
Like a cream butter sauce.
Yeah.
No garlic. Breading.
Garlic.
Some garlic and spinach. It sat on a bed of spinach.
Mm-hmm.
And that nourished me.
Yeah.
I'm plenty full.
Do you feel hungry? I was going to ask. Okay.
No, I'm plenty full. And it wasn't a, you know, we in America, we have so much food.
Yeah.
That when
we have so much filler.
Yes.
Filler. 80% of it really doesn't qualify as food because it doesn't rot.
Right.
So if it won't rot, it's not food, just so you know.
A couple of things that people need to understand. If you make a fist, that size of your fist is actually the same size as your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people have plates of food that have a steak on them that's this big, that thick, And guess what? Oh. That is more than what can fill this stomach. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're stretching everything out.
And you're pushing things through faster than they should.
Yep.
Which allows the heartburns, acid reflux, GERD. These are the kind of things that get developed. And they get all these fancy names. Mm-hmm. When the reality of it is the person needs to adjust their habits on what right. they're eating and how they're eating.
Eat smaller portions.
Yep.
If you have to, eat four meals a day rather than three.
Yep.
Small or two, portions. But smaller portions.
Yep.
And you'll find as time goes by, those smaller portions, you won't need that fourth meal.
Yeah.
You know? Another thing that when you're putting that much food in the stomach, it's like when everybody has Thanksgiving. And they say, I ate so much turkey that what the heck's that stuff called?
Tryptophan
knocked me out.
Yeah.
That wasn't what knocked you out. What knocked you out was your
poor
body actually took blood to your stomach area to help with the digestion of the food, and it pulled it from the brain and it made you tired.
Yeah, lack of oxygen.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, those things happen when we overeat.
Yep.
Or
combine the wrong foods.
Yes.
We shift that digestion. Fruit's in the gut or the stomach for 15 minutes.
Yep.
Meat could be up there for an hour, hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So the transient time of food has to be taken into consideration. When you mix those two, it really stresses digestion. In fact, you show me anybody who wakes up in the morning on a regular basis and they have a little sinus drainage,
mm-hmm.
congestion, phlegm, right? And it's on a regular basis.
And they have trouble getting up.
And they have trouble getting up. Goodness. Oh, just can't. No, I slept 8 hours.
Where's the snooze button?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not rested at all. And I'll show you somebody that's violating their diet. Their mm-hmm. body is not being fed or nourished properly in the manner that are designed by creation, how these bodies are designed to perform, so that it could digest and utilize the fuel properly. And then you see those people, the same people, that 2 hours later, their body says, I need more fuel, I need more fuel, mm-hmm. I need more fuel. So
so they have a Snicker bar.
Yeah, so they have a Snicker bar and a Mountain Dew. And for about 15 minutes, they might have a little more burst of energy, and then they feel lousy for the next day by doing that.
You know,
and then can't understand why. And I think this is where it really brings home the truth for me, having done this work for a couple of decades now, that people are just undereducated. You know, we tell people when they come here, hey, it's going to take 3 to 6 months to get stable and 1 to 3 years to get well. What people hear or what they think they hear when we say that is, oh, it's going to take a while for me to feel better. And the reality of it is that no, it's going to take us and Tammy and the rest of our staff that run around here diligently dedicated to positioning people to thrive with the right resources to get you to demonstrate the use of those resources long enough so that 3 to 6 months, now you've got new habits.
Mm-hmm.
Most people feel better in 5 to 7 days.
That's why we do food logs.
Yep.
You know, the food logs are not for us.
Yep.
The food logs are to show people what they're eating.
And what's missing.
And absolutely.
From what they're eating.
Because so many people, you know, 50%, if I'm not mistaken, is something around 50% of the people in the United States do not eat a piece of fruit a week.
Yeah, it's tragic. Or they call a fruit roll-up or,
yeah.
You know, fruit Skittles. I had my fruit. Came in the form of a Skittle.
Yeah. And then there's between 50 and 70% of people don't eat a vegetable a week unless it's the pickles and the salad on their hamburger.
Cheeseburger from McDonald's.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you spend time close to the Golden Arches, you're going to end up seeing the pearly gates faster. That's kind of the old saying. Yeah,
that is a very true statement.
So energy, right? So we talk about endocrine system. The other thing we talk about is good elimination. You want to feel sluggish and kind of run down. You want to feel mild headaches, a lot of body aches, right? Don't really feel like getting up and jumping out of bed and performing. You want to have that kind of situation. Have the improper elimination habit that we have in this country. If you're having 2 to 3 meals a day and you're not having 2 to 3 bowel movements a day, you are a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
Disaster.
one of our other favorite analogies is, you know, elimination is like, when you eat, it's like a train entering a tunnel, okay? Now, that tunnel goes all the way through our body, all the way until it is eliminated.
The other end of the tunnel.
So, if you're having two or three meals or four meals a day, and you're only having one bowel movement, you've got a train wreck somewhere in there.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you've got to figure out a way to get to where you're having a bowel movement. I usually have a bowel movement within 20, 30 minutes of a large meal.
Yep.
Now, there's times when I don't, but most of the time I do. And believe me, when I first started doing this stuff, that was not the case.
Yeah.
You know, and I had trouble with bowel movements.
Mm-hmm. What about sleep? How does sleep factor in this? Because people say all the time, if I could just get more sleep, I'd have more energy. And I understand logically how that...
It's not so much getting more sleep as it is getting better quality sleep.
There you go.
Okay? You have to get into a restful sleep to where the body is actually somewhat tranquil.
Yeah.
Okay? When the body can get into that deep REM healing sleep, when you wake up in the morning, you'll wake up feeling refreshed rather than, oh my gosh, where's the snooze button?
Yeah.
You know? And that affects your energy levels. If you're not getting good quality sleep and you wake up just as tired as when you went to bed and you slept 8 hours, you're going, why don't I have any energy?
Yeah.
It's because you're not getting into a deep quality of sleep.
Yeah.
And that's probably because you ate something that night that is keeping your digestion going for 4 or 5 hours.
No carbohydrates after 5.
After 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah.
Popcorn is a snack at night. Chips and salsa.
Yeah.
You know.
These a bowl of cereal.
Bowl of cereal. You know. You know, with cow pus poured all over it.
Yeah.
That they call milk.
Believe it or not,
if you get it right from
sleep.
The cow, it's milk. But when man's tampered with it, it's not. It's pus.
And you're not going to sleep well.
Yeah.
You know, your body just can't get into that restful sleep.
Yeah.
It's like pulling up to a stop sign. You know, when you lay down and go to sleep, it's like pulling up to a stop sign. And your body is saying, okay, it's time to rest. And that's your engine slowing down. But guess what? Somewhere in the middle of the night, your body says, oh, I got to fix this. I got to fix it. I got to do this. And it's like stepping on the gas pedal while you're at a stop sign.
Yeah.
You know?
And little ones are the really susceptible to this because they're carb loaded so much.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know as parents raising kids, it's hard to get them to eat certain things. Make them in smoothies. Put them with other things. You know, be creative. In getting these fruits and vegetables in children. That being said, they'll twitch and fizzit all night long, or they're fed cereal the next morning, sent off to a public school system, and labeled with ADD, ADHD, which, by the way, is a completely made-up, bogus condition. Mm-hmm. It's made up. And the teacher gets upset because 30 of them have been sent to her, fed the same things that morning, and then you're telling them...
And they're bouncing off the walls.
They're bouncing off the walls, and the teacher's saying, sit still, be quiet, and learn something. Good luck. And then they get labeled with some kind of a health concern, and the school gets more money for having a special needs case, and they have several of them. I love the school sign that says drug-free zone on the fence surrounding the playground.
And then they...
And the nurse
say,
is shelling out drugs left and right.
Shelling
absolutely
out Ritalin, which is, you know, it's horrible for kids.
Yep. So, sleep patterns. I heard, and I know it's in my literature somewhere, but I've looked into it, that for every hour of sleep that you get before midnight is the equivalent quality of every hour, it's 2 hours, for 2 hours is the equivalent of every hour prior to midnight than every hour after.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound... You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
Nope.
Nope, he says.
Nope.
Well, now I gotta bring it out of all this data and produce it. The point is that people that are going to bed at 10, 11 o'clock at night lying there for 20 or 30 minutes looking at their phone, and then sleeping from, you know, 11:30 to midnight, and then by 6:37, if they haven't gotten up one or two times a night to go to the bathroom, and then they wonder why they feel the way they do. Sleep prior to midnight is much better quality sleep.
How many people wake up in the morning and are just beat tired, and they turn their alarm clock off, and they go to sleep for another hour, and they say, it was the best sleep I had all night.
Yep.
It's because they're so worn out from not getting quality sleep prior to midnight.
Shutting down.
Right.
Prior to midnight.
The body is not shutting down early enough.
When you think about our society, we used to be an agrarian society. We didn't have these wonderful comforts around us.
We didn't have
electronics.
Lights.
We didn't have lights. If you want to see an improved sleep pattern, especially if you have little kids in the house, two things to pay very close attention to. Number one, pay attention to the quality of your kids' bowel movements after you no longer have to assist them. We're all, myself included, we're all guilty of it. Mm-hmm. Once that child was self-sufficient with their toiletry activities, we didn't ask about it anymore. We were done. And I've had kids come in here that they'll poop once a week. And the parent finds out about this and their eyes get real big. It's like, what? You never told me this. It's like, well, mom, dad, you never made it an important subject of conversation.
Yeah.
So that's the number one thing you can do with your kids, with one that have chronic gut concerns, sinuses, been told, you have allergies, right? And they want to put medications on them. Find out the bowel habits.
Those 5,
7, 10, 9, 12, 14-year-old. And girls are the worst. For some reason, don't ask me why.
Well, they don't want to go poop in a public bathroom.
Yeah. And so then they're taught the next 12 years, here's how to hold it, and it destroys the peristaltic action. And then when they're 20, they can't understand why they never get a signal to go anymore. Mm-hmm. That's because they spent 12 years in school figuring out how to ignore it. You know, you pay attention to that with the kids, that sleep pattern. And you pay attention to the kids with the bowel movements.
Yeah.
And you watch a lot of things shift, and the food. You know, you can't develop a sustainable, meaningful, valuable resource when it comes to restoration of health if you don't have one of the pillars be diet. It must be diet. Now, you don't have to do it perfectly. Nobody does. I still do food logs. They're not perfect. But I'm 90 to 95% on point with my diet on a daily basis. Pretty consistent. Craig knows we spend a lot of time together. He sees what I turn down.
Yeah.
At times. Why don't you just and it's like, no, I'm not gonna do it. Or there was that one time in Arizona last year. I did have chips and salsa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last year. Was it last year or year before?
No, it was last year.
It was last year. Yeah. About this time last year, about a year ago. And we went and played some golf, which we're about to do again next month. Anyways.
And we're going to jump out of a plane.
And we're supposed to jump out of a plane in April. So you guys, please be praying for us. Because I'm scared motionless when it comes to that kind of thing. But it's one of our bucket list things. So we're gonna go embrace it.
We're going to go try and do it.
Craig's going to stand behind me and push me out. I can see it coming. I just know. And he's going to wave at me as I'm going. So the endocrine system.
Like that.
And I know you would. Yeah. The endocrine system is the key to digestion. Digestion is the key to health. Gut health is the key. Good probiotics, you know, Bioflora, good probiotics. Mm-hmm.
Enzymes.
And the nutritional support. You're not going to get what you need, what your body needs to perform optimally daily without some form of whole nutrient blend of either like a superfood or a Catalin, some of the things that we use to upregulate the deficiencies. Start correcting these new deficiencies in the body. Nobody's exempt. Nobody eats a pure, pristine, nutrient, soil-rich diet that the food was grown in, that wasn't chemically laden, that wasn't shipped 2,500 miles. That's the average in Cheyenne. So they got to pick it green. They can't pick it ripe. It'll go bad. It won't have any shelf life at all. So they got to treat it, pick it green. It's not mature, meaning the enzymes, nutrition is diminished at best, so they can get it in the stores. So there's a lot of things about the diet and dietary habits. The fourth Tuesday of every month at 6:15 in this office, we do a public education venue. Nobody has to be a client to attend that venue. They can come in, They can sit with us for about an hour. We don't talk about supplements. We don't talk about kinesiology or evaluations or the autonomic nervous system.
We talk about
nothing technical. We talk about the most important basic that you, and if you go to our Facebook page, you're watching this right now, you go into the videos and look into, I think it was April or May 2 years ago, might have been just 1 year ago, but I think maybe two, and there's the updated Nutrition 101 course right online there. So it's this is free, complimentary resources that I know, Craig knows, Tammy knows, everybody that's here at the clinic knows that if you'll use them consistently, not perfectly, consistently. Really hear what I'm trying to get as far as a mindset about this. It is so important to be consistent. I don't know where this came from. People think, if I don't do it perfectly, I can't do it. Yeah. And they quit after a week. They just quit.
Some of the great things that is in that course, and this is one of my favorites, is the good foods list.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
You know, when you're eating good quality food, sleep patterns get better, digestion gets better, energy gets better.
Yep.
You know, and we're talking mostly about energy today, but without those other two parts, you're not going to have good energy. I don't care what you do.
Yeah. Well, you know? and there's cases too. Like, we deal with some very challenging chronic cases where they've literally destroyed the gut lining. Maybe it's leaky gut syndrome or dysbiosis. Maybe it's a long-term immune challenge, like a yeast overgrowth, which is very common in America. Parasite activity. And these things are debilitating. And they do take 1 to 3 years to really get well, right? It's 3 to 6 months to get the resources in place and the person's demonstration and use of those resources so that we can refine their application over time. And that's really the education platform that we stand on when we talk about putting your health in order. We're talking about a very specific approach that yields the best possible outcomes in the greatest number of people over an extended period of time. So we're not talking about a hit and miss approach. We're talking about things that we know from our experience have been proven with thousands of cases all across the country. And the byproduct is, guess what? And here's where it gets really cool for me and Craig and Tammy. The byproduct is energy, which is a symptom of the problem, improves. Insomnia, which is a symptom, it's not a disease, goes away. Chronic fatigue syndrome, labeled by modern medicine as a thing that you have, right, is a symptom of the problem. It gets better, improves, goes away. Chronic recurrent immune challenges, right? Yeah. We see it all the time. These things diminish, get better, melt away, right?
The body's designed to fix those things.
By design. The best blueprint for your health and the best doctor on the planet is living right in here. It's right there. But you got to work with it and you got to position it to thrive. I saw something. I was up early this morning and I was kind of doing some research and poking around. And I came across a clinic called the Precure Wellness Center. Let that sink in. Precure. So you don't need a cure. It's called Precure.
I don't want to be cured.
It's the name. Well, yeah, modern medicine doesn't know how. They just have they get to monopolize the word, but they've never delivered one.
Well, curing is what you do to meat.
After it's dead.
You hang it, yeah, after it's dead. I don't want to be cured. I just want to get well.
That's a good one. But it's a clinic. I believe it's in either Brisbane, Australia, maybe. It's in Australia, maybe Melbourne. And that's the name of their clinic. They were checking out some things that I put online as work and stuff. And anyways, the name of their clinic is Precure Wellness Center. I thought, that is just genius.
Precure. Guess what?
Precure.
Pre and pro.
So we're not going to cure anything with anything we do. We're going to help you position yourself to be precured.
You know, and
I just love that.
Some of the best things that you can do, to help with energy is, enzymes.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You know,
CoQ10, if you're 50 or older, CoQ10 on a regular basis.
Because cardiovascular
output.
Our hearts
the
are not as strong as they were when we were 20.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
My digestion is not as strong as when I was 20.
Although he's got the liver of a goat. Well, I'll tell you that.
I am lucky.
Yeah, he is lucky.
The bacteria in our gut is not as good as it was when we're in our 20s.
Yep.
I mean, that's just the way life is. Yep. So we have to take a few things to help strengthen those.
Yep.
You know, if your heart is not pumping as good as it should, your energy levels aren't going to be as good as they're supposed to be. You know, if you're not pooping and you're not digesting food properly, your energy is not going to be as good as it should be. It's just simple stuff like that.
Yep.
If you're not eating foods that are rich in vitamin B's or basically all vitamins, that's what helps to build energy.
Dark green leafies.
Man.
Iceberg lettuce is primarily just water.
Yeah.
It's filler and it will constipate.
And it takes more to digest it than anything you'll get from it.
Yep, because it's so, pretty much a dead type of
look
of
at things
green.
Like, I mean, you can get some
spinach,
of the crispest
arugula, romaine, kale,
in the world in stuff like romaine.
Yep.
Or the big green leaf.
Yeah, spinach leaf.
You break that big green leaf lettuce up, and it's just as crisp and crunchy as iceberg. And it actually has flavor.
Yeah.
And it's actually
and more nutrition.
Healthy.
Yeah. Sir, we got to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
We do.
You got, and I got, and we got other people that we want to try and help in position to thrive. So thank you all for tuning in. We appreciate you. Please share. Remember the fourth Tuesday of the month, 6:15, 1801 Logan Avenue here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Craig and I and Tammy, and we bounce around, but we do the Nutrition 101 class. It's been completely revised. Nikki, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. And next week, kidney health. We're going to give some resources traditionally, scientifically, and historically relevant in the area of restoring optimum kidney function. We're going to go deep on this one. Today's discussion was more general, I understand. Mm-hmm. But next week, we're going to go into kidney health and things that you can do naturally in a non-invasive, non-toxic, non-habit-forming, no side effect manner to restore your health. So, Craig, thank you so much. Take care, everybody. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
Be good.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.